My name is Michael Patillo. I am a Pittsburgh native, grew up in the Hill District. I'm the owner of Michael's Manna, which is a multifaceted food service company. We offer private chef services, catering services, chef consulting, opening chef work. So we're just an all-around food service company, a great cross-section of all things food. I personally am a classically trained professional chef for over 15 years. I trained at Le Cordon Bleu, worked everywhere from Wendy's all the way up to Nemacolin and everywhere in between. I just love food. And I've been cooking since I was 14 years old. It was just a love of mine. My mom told me that she didn't feel like making real macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving dinner and wanted to do craft out of the box. And I said, absolutely not. You buy the ingredients, I'll cook it. And I've been cooking ever since. It was actually my pastor who suggested, he said, you should name your business Michael's Manna, like manna from heaven. And I thought, that's perfect. I feel like I could like write a book or at least do a TED talk on just how to season things. A true chef understands the difference between seasoning and building a flavor profile. I'm thinking about how to create a flavor that coats your whole tongue. For the grill dust is meant to coat your whole tongue. So you have the sweet, salty, bitter, sour, and umami in there. It has some smokiness in there, which makes it great for barbecue. Use it on pretty much any meat. I found a great use for it on street corn as well. I mean, it's such a well-rounded spice, great for vegetarians. All of my things are vegan friendly as well. Believe it or not, the soul fry took about 7 years to get right. And the genesis of that was in the first couple of months of culinary school. I think we were making chicken marsala or something like that. And he gave us what they called seasoned flour. And it was like a cup of flour, a teaspoon of salt, and a quarter teaspoon of black pepper. And I thought, where's the rest of the seasonings? And so I went on this journey of trying to find out what a good seasoned flour would be. Then it took a few more years to get it right. And I didn't actually finalize that until I put fried chicken on a menu. And I knew I had to cook about 80 to 100 pounds of chicken every other week. So I thought, let me have a standardized recipe. And I played with it and I adjusted it. And you know, how spicy do I want to make it? What's the flavor profile from the garlic? What kind of herbs do I want to use in there? You know, that sort of thing. And then I got it right. And it was great. And everybody loved it. And that was the soul fry. I don't have a favorite herb, but a combination of oregano and thyme kind of end up in just about everything I make. They're in the soul fry. I find that oregano to me is kind of like what most people feel like about garlic. You can put like garlic and onion in anything. The herbs add a dimension of flavor that you can't get from the seeds. So one of the things that I also do is I teach healthy cooking and nutrition with a nonprofit called Common Threads. And one of our classes is specifically just on herbs and spices. And I teach them about what part of the plant the herbs come from and what part of the plant the spices come from. And so there's flavor profiles that you can get from the spices that you can't get from the herbs and then vice versa. So I'm thinking about if I'm gonna add herbs, I don't want something too strong. So I'm not gonna use like cilantro. I'm not gonna use rosemary. I'm not gonna use, you know, other spices that just take it in a specific direction. So the oregano and thyme works for me for soups, certain sauces. Like I use it for my spaghetti, but I also use it for a creamy soup. But I've also found that little chef tip is that, you know, whenever you are cooking with herbs, you want to simmer your food for at least 20 minutes if you're using a dried herb to release the flavor profile. If you cook for any longer, and these are just random numbers, so you know, you gotta kind of judge it, but this is a good starting point. If you cook your fresh herbs for longer than 20 minutes, you're probably not gonna have any flavor from it. If you're making spaghetti sauce and I'm using dried herbs, I want to simmer it for at least 20 minutes to get the flavor that I want out of it. If you'd like to learn more about Chef Mike and all of my passion for culinary, you can visit me at www.michaelsmanna.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. If you go on the website, you can buy my spices on there. I do online sales on that website as well. It will tell you what stores I sell in locally. And any new information, any exciting things, check out the website, michaelsmanna.com.